Hello, this is Princess April.
And this is BG Wanders. Hi, everyone.
What you're about to hear is a Princess April special project starring BG as the speaker. I developed the concept for this project. I wrote the script, wrote the original music, created the sound effects, and did all the editing.
And I was the voice. And April tells me a partial inspiration for this character. Pretty cool, huh?
It is cool. And I can't thank you enough, BG, for lending your amazing voice and talents to this project. You made it magic.
Script and music are copyright 2021 by Princess April. The final audio is copyright 2021 by BG Wanders and Princess April. All rights reserved. Please do not repost, rehost, or in any way try to circumvent our exclusive right to share this audio in the way that we see fit.
Both BG and I can be contacted through our user profiles on Reddit, and we're anxious to hear what you think.
Finally, it should be obvious within the story, but just so that you go into this with clear expectations, there is no actual incest in this script, and all characters are over the age of 18.
And without further delay, I can't wait for you to hear this subversively nasty and beautifully cute performance by the amazing BG Wanders. Thank you for listening.
Bye!
You're asleep, right? Can you hear me? Okay. Keep sleeping, Daddy. I don't want to wake you up. I have kind of a surprise for you, but I'm not technically supposed to do it. Like, it's actually really bad, but I think I have to. It's for the good of our relationship, Daddy. And I think you're going to like it. Eventually, but, well, I don't think it's going to work if you know I'm doing it. I know that sounds terrible, but I can't just sit here waiting for you to figure this out, Daddy. So, I decided that I'm gonna help you, okay? So first, I need you to keep sleeping. Or, I guess, I need to make sure you don't wake up. The point is, you're not supposed to know what I'm doing, because it needs to be your idea, you know? I remember when we first met, when I was still in college. You didn't like me at first, remember? You told me I was too young, too cute. You were so responsible. Like, you were so ethical. I kind of loved that about you, but I also liked that you couldn't resist me either. I was pretty relentless. I am, I guess. And when you finally did give in, you gave up your job for me. I mean, to become my daddy. You took it so seriously. I still can't believe you did that. And I feel bad because I never did finish my psychology degree. I know you want me to go back, but I don't know. You've been really sweet to me, letting me have my own room so I could have a little, I don't know, independence, I guess. I like it. I like that we still have things that are mysterious about each other. You know? Even though you're allowed to come into my room whenever you want. I mean, you are my daddy. Anyway, I think I'm stalling. I'm nervous, but I feel like I have to do this. So I've got these cool bone conduction earpieces. They kind of just stick on right in front of your ears, on your cheekbone, like this. Here and, here. You won't even know they're there. And the best part is that you can listen to them while you're still hearing me talking to you. Anyway, I've also got some kind of specific music for you to listen to. I've been working on it for a while, trying to remember what I learned in my music therapy classes. It's kind of special. It'll keep you asleep. Well, kind of. You'll hear me, but only subconsciously, while I talk to you, okay? I know this is weird, Daddy, and I know I'm not really giving you a choice, but, well, sorry. Okay, I'm gonna get on the bed now. I'm gonna sit on my knees, right beside your head. Here, like this. You'll see why in a sec. And I'm gonna turn on the music, okay? Here we go. Just sleep, Daddy. Just keep sleeping. Wow, you're so handsome. I like watching you sleep. You seem almost like a little kid. You know? Like a little kid who plays with his toys. Toys like me. But Daddy, you're not doing it right. I know. I'm not supposed to say anything. I'm not in charge. I'm just a stupid girl. But Daddy, you're not doing it right. The thing is, I don't think you get it. I don't think you understand. I love my daddy. I love your cock and I love your smell. I'm so wet for you, Daddy. I'd do anything for you. Anything. Do you understand? And I know you love me too. I know you love my pussy. I know you love my smell. Daddy? Can you smell me now? I hope so. I've got my panties pulled down to my knees and, I've got them stretched with my legs spread a little, and I want you to be able to smell me while I talk to you. It's important, okay? I want my smell to become a trigger for you. To remind you of what we talked about. I mean, subconsciously, you know? And then, maybe when you smell me, you'll do it right. The music is helping with that. I'm touching myself. Thinking about you, Daddy. Sorry. You can smell me now, right, Daddy? Okay. Don't worry. My smell won't trigger you every time. Just sometimes. We're going to talk about that. Anyways, I know you care about me. And you want me to be happy. But Daddy, you're not doing it right. I'm a dumb girl, Daddy. I'm just a stupid, horny girl. And I know you don't like it when I say that, but I am. And I know I can't say things like that during the day when you're awake. I get in big trouble. You don't like it when I talk that way about myself, and you wouldn't listen to me. So, I have to do it this way, Daddy. I have to tell you. I have to show you. I have to make you understand. You're not doing it right. I know how you see me. I'm your precious toy. I know how you think of me. Your delicate doll. And you're almost right, Daddy. I am a toy. And I am a doll. But I'm not precious. And I'm not delicate. Do you hear me? Do you smell me? You're too nice, Daddy. You're too good to me. You know, I'll do anything for you, right? I'll be anything for you. You can treat me like a stupid toy. You can use me like a dumb doll. That's what I want, Daddy. I want you to ruin me, to soil me, to break me. I want you to call me names and make me cry. I want you to use my body and cover me in cum. And then I want you to clean me up and put me back together, and cuddle me, and make me remember that I love you. And after that, just when I'm starting to feel safe and comfortable, I want you to ruin me all over again, Daddy. Make me feel dirty. Make me feel stupid. Make me cry. I know I'm just a dumb girl. I know I'm a horny girl. I know I'm not supposed to be doing this. It's not my place to tell my daddy what to do. But, Daddy, you're not doing it right. Are you in a trance yet, Daddy? Do you understand me? I can't do this during the day. You won't listen. I can't tell you when you're awake. You won't hear. So, I'm telling you now, while you're sleeping, while your head is filled with my smell, do you smell me, Daddy? Are you listening now? Can you hear me now? Don't you get it, Daddy? I like being your dumb girl. I like being your stupid toy. Who cares what anyone else thinks? This is about you and me. I like being your pretty doll. I really didn't want to do this, Daddy. I don't want to trick you, to manipulate you, to program you. But, Daddy, you're not doing it right. So, I'm going to show you. I'm going to teach you. I'm sorry, but I'm going to program you, Daddy, so that you finally understand what your stupid, cute little doll really needs. I hope that's okay. I love you, Daddy. And I know that you love me too. So, just trust me, okay? Are you listening, Daddy? I'm going to tell you what I want. I'm going to change what you do when you look at me. I'm going to change what you think about when you smell me. I'm sorry I have to do this, Daddy, but you're not doing it right. You had your chance. But now, I'm going to turn you into what I need. I need you to be mean to me. I need you to degrade me. I need you to fuck me like you don't care about me. I want you to ruin me, Daddy. Not just once, but over and over again. I know you don't want to. I know you're a nice guy, but that's what I need. That's what I want. And I'm going to make you understand. So, tomorrow morning, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wake up wearing one of your old t-shirts. I'm going to sit up and stretch and yawn in the morning sun. And then I'm not going to make my bed, Daddy. Even though I know you like it when my room is clean and perfect, I don't feel like it. So I'm not going to do it. Take off my dirty panties, the ones that still smell from when I masturbated the night before, thinking about what you might do if I was bad. And I'm gonna leave them on the floor of my bedroom. And maybe I'll accidentally kick over my hamper, so that the rest of my dirty panties, the ones I haven't washed because I've been too lazy about the laundry, spill out on the floor. That way, when you pass by my door, you can't get away from my smell. Dead Daddy, when you see my unmade bed, when you see the mess I made on the floor, and you smell me, you'll know exactly what to do. You're going to come find me. I'll probably be in the kitchen getting some breakfast. But when you see me, you're going to pull me out of my chair. You're going to bend me over your knee and put me where you want me. And then you're going to spank me. You're going to tell me I'm a filthy little brat. You're going to yank my panties down and pull my hair, and you're going to spank me really hard, and I'm gonna cry, Daddy. I'll say I'm sorry. I'll promise to be a good girl, and I'll beg you to stop, but that won't be good enough. You have to do it right, Daddy. I deserve to be punished. I deserve to be manhandled. Of course, I'll kick my legs out and struggle as you force your fingers into me, Daddy. But you're bigger than me. You can just hold me down and do it anyway. I have to be taught, Daddy. You have to make me understand. I don't want you to be nice. I don't deserve it.
I'm a toy, Daddy.
Treat me rough, Daddy. Slam me over the kitchen table like I'm nothing but a toy. Hold me down and force my hands behind me. Grab my hair. Stick your cock in me.
Fuck me, Daddy.
And fuck me, Daddy. Fuck me, because I'm too cute.
Use me,
because I'm adorable.
Teach me, Daddy.
Yank my hair and mess it up. Stick your fingers in my mouth and make me drool.
Fuck me because I'm cute.
Fuck me until I'm ugly, Daddy. You're going to do it right. You're going to ruin me because I'm a bad girl and I deserve it. After that, when you've made a mess of me, when my hair is stuck to my face because of my tears, when my butt is red and my nipples are sore and your cum is dripping out of me, that's how I'll learn. That's how I'll learn to do better, Daddy.
I deserve it.
And then, you know what?
Daddy,
you'll be doing it right.
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 Right.
Oh, God. I'm wet just thinking about it. Are you listening? Will you remember? Can you still smell me, Daddy? You know what? I don't think it's enough. I'm gonna get on top of you, Daddy. I'm going to sit on your chest. Like this. And we're going to do this again. Are you ready? Keep listening, Daddy. You know, that day when you punish me, that won't be the end. It'll just be the beginning. I'll be good after that. I'll make my bed and put my panties in my hamper. I'll be your perfect little angel, at least for a while. And then, one day, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna get up in the morning, and I'm gonna make my bed and put my panties away, because I learned my lesson. But then, you know what? I'm not gonna shower, Daddy. I'm not going to shave my legs or my pussy. I'm not going to do my makeup. And I'm going to be lazy with my hair and put it up in a messy ponytail. I mean, that's okay, isn't it? I know how cute I am, Daddy. I don't need to do all that stuff. Isn't that right? So, I'm just gonna throw on something easy. Like one of my old dresses I used to wear when I was in school. One of the longer ones that goes down to my knees and isn't tight enough to show anything. And I won't bother with a bra. Why should I? I'm still adorable. I'm just gonna be myself, and that's how I'm going to look. I'll be late for breakfast, and I guess I'll just feel a little lazy that day. Maybe I'll be in a silly mood, and when I see you, I won't even bother to say good morning, Daddy. Normally, you'd let me get away with that, wouldn't you? Because I'm so cute. Without any makeup, and one of my old, frumpy dresses. But Daddy, when I do that, you're completely missing the point. You're not doing it right, Daddy. I mean, honestly, Daddy, are you really going to let me get away with that? Well, not anymore, Daddy. You know why? Because as I'm walking by you in my ratty dress and not giving you the attention you deserve with my unshowered body and my cute little smile, knowing I'm getting away with something, you're going to look at me, Daddy. You're going to smell me. And after that, you'll know exactly what to do. You're going to come find me, Daddy. I'll probably be in the living room with my cute butt sitting on the couch, my legs folded up in front of me, watching TV. And I'll look up at you with my cute big eyes and ask, "What's wrong, Daddy?" And you know what you're going to do. You're going to tell me I'm not pretty enough. You'll tell me I'm not good enough. You'll tell me to get my lazy butt off the couch, and that you're going to watch me shower. You're going to watch me shave. You're going to watch me do my makeup and hair and make myself pretty for you. You're going to force me to get ready for you, Daddy. You'll make me go into the bedroom and find a cute outfit. Maybe a tiny little skirt or a tight stripper crop top, and you'll make me wear my tallest, most uncomfortable heels. And then you'll tell me to smile and spin around, bend over a little, and model my outfit for you. And I'll complain, and I'll whine, but I'll still be really cute. I'll still be really wet, Daddy. And you know what? You'll smell me, just like you do now. And then, you know what you're going to do. You're going to drag me into your bedroom. And you're going to ruin me, Daddy. You're going to grab me and grope me, pinch me, and choke me, just like your little slut deserves.
Make me cry, Daddy.
Force my shaved legs open. Stick your cock in me. And fuck me.
Ruin me, Daddy.
And I'm gonna cry, Daddy. I'll say I'm sorry. I'll promise to be a good girl. And I'll beg you to stop. But that won't be good enough. You have to do it right, Daddy. So, you're going to rip my skirt. You're going to tear my top. You're going to pull my hair and wrap your hands around my neck. And you're going to fuck me. Fuck my pussy. Fuck my throat. And even though I beg you not to do it, you're going to fuck my ass too. Fuck that cute smile right off my face, Daddy. Fuck me until I'm ugly. You're going to do it right. You're going to ruin me. Because I'm cute. And I deserve it. And after that, when you've made a huge mess out of me, when my mascara is running down my cheeks and my clothes are ripped open, when my throat is raw and my ass is wrecked, when your cum is dripping down my face, that's how I'll learn. That's how I'll learn to be better, Daddy. And then, guess what?
You'll be doing it right.
Are you listening? Will you remember? Can you still smell me, Daddy? You know what? I don't think it's enough. I'm gonna move up a little. I'm really sorry about this, Daddy, but I'm going to stick my pussy right in your face, okay? Just to make sure. Just stay right there. Just keep sleeping, Daddy. We're going to do this one more time. Daddy, it's not over. Do you understand? I mean, I'll be really good after that. You'll have taught me and I'll be good. I'll make my bed every morning and put my panties in my hamper where they belong. I'll shower when I get up and I'll keep my legs and pussy shaved and really smooth, Daddy. I'll wear my perfect pretty makeup for you and dress up in cute, slutty little outfits too. Every day, I'll be nice and I'll let you do whatever you want. I'll be your perfect little angel from then on. And I'll never screw up once. Do you know why? It's because you did it right, Daddy. Because you showed me. Because you taught me. But one day, you know what you're going to do? You'll decide I'm too cute. You'll decide I'm too sweet. And too adorable. We'll be together somewhere. Maybe we'll be eating in the kitchen. Or watching a movie in the living room. Me sitting there in my obscene little slut outfit. With my perfect makeup and my shaved legs. Maybe spread open just a little. My wet pussy kind of making my panties damp. And then, for no reason whatsoever, you'll just stop and look at me, Daddy. And you'll smell me. Just like you do now. With your nose buried in my pussy. And after that, even though I didn't do anything wrong, you'll know exactly what to do. You're going to call a few of your friends to come and help you. Maybe guys I don't even know. And I'll ask you, who are you calling, Daddy? But you won't tell me. Why would you? And when they get here, you'll let them in. And you'll lead them to where I am. And I'll be confused and scared. And I won't understand, but you have to do it right, Daddy. You have to let them have me. You have to let them teach me. And when they look at me, and when they smell me, and I start to realize what's happening, I'll try to get away. I'll try to run into my room, my safe place, my private place, and lock the door. But they'll catch up with me. They'll grab me and grope me, pinch me and choke me. They'll force me into my bedroom. Maybe they'll knock over my hamper full of dirty, sexy panties. Maybe they'll mess up my bed. And they'll tell me I'm a slut. A cute, wet little slut. And you know what they're going to do. They're going to ruin me, Daddy. They're going to ruin me while you watch. They're going to fuck my throat with their cocks until I gag and drool all over myself. They're going to yank off my panties and pull down my top so my tits come out. They're going to slam me against my makeup table in front of my mirror and make me watch myself while they fuck me. They're going to call me names and tell me what a stupid girl I am. A perfect little whore for Daddy. And I'm gonna cry, Daddy. I'll say I'm sorry. I'll promise to be a good girl. And I'll beg them to stop. But that won't be good enough. They're going to gangbang me in my own bedroom, Daddy. They'll fuck my pussy in my mouth. They'll fuck my ass. They'll mess up my hair. They'll rip my clothes. They'll choke me and make me drool. They'll tell me I'm cute. And they'll ruin me, Daddy. They'll ruin me. And then, when they're done, when they've sprayed their cum all over me, and I'm sticky with it, when tears are running down my face, and I know I somehow deserved every minute of it, just because I was too cute, I guess. Because I was too sweet, too adorable. That's when you'll come over and you'll get behind me while I'm still in front of my makeup mirror so I can see myself. And you'll fuck me, Daddy. You'll use me. You'll slam into me. You'll stretch me open. You'll fuck your perfect little angel. Until I'm ugly, Daddy. You'll empty your cum inside me. And then you'll be done too. And you'll leave me there. Crying, sore, and confused. My bed messed up. My panties scattered all over the place. My body slathered in cum. And you'll know, deep in your heart, that you did it right. You did it right, Daddy. Oh, God. Can you smell me, Daddy? Can you feel? feel my wet pussy on your face. Oh, oh God. I'm gonna come, Daddy. I'm gonna come on your face. Are you still sleeping? Do you still love me? Well, I think it's time for me to go back to bed. Oh, I'll take your earpieces off too. Don't wake up, okay? There. Oh, I'm really sorry about this, Daddy, but I'm not gonna wipe your face off or anything. I kinda need you to keep smelling me, you know? Just to make sure. But I'll see you in the morning, okay? I can't wait. Good night, Daddy. I love you.